Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to global audiences. For the month of April, we bring you a series of stories featuring writers as leading characters. Today's short story is A Writer's Wife by Seo Seong-nan. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
He disappeared. His mobile phone number has become meaningless numbers that don't exist anymore. Not a single clue of his existence is left in my 10 square feet of space. He is now merely a character in the story I'm writing. I realized that I was a month past my move-out date. December 1st, the day he left, was our 5th wedding anniversary. Now, I have to get ready to leave as well.
The story we have for you today is Seo Seong-nan's A Writer's Wife, published in 2002. 5 years earlier, Miwar, the leading character, was celebrating her debut on a literary magazine with her friends when a man in a black t-shirt came over to talk to her. "I want to make you an offer. May I sit down?" Although none of us gave him permission, he plopped down on the seat left vacant by a friend who went to the restroom. "My name is Min Chang-woo. I come here often since my friend owns the place. What do you want to propose? I happened to hear what you were saying. You said you needed a room, right? I want to offer you a room. All you need to do is just write." But the condition to his proposal was that she must marry him. He placed his business card on the table before leaving. Miwar was living off with her sister at the time. She had quit her job as a magazine publisher, and the prize money she won by publishing her debut work was almost gone. The man's offer was bizarre, to say the least, but in dire need of a room, she ended up marrying him 2 months later.
His home was in a 3-story building located behind Dongdaemun Stadium. The ground floor was occupied by a restaurant and the second by a planning office. His apartment, about 100 square meters, had 3 bedrooms and a spacious living room with a window that looked out to other houses and a commercial building. 1 bedroom had a built-in closet and a king-size bed. The second, one stood empty without any furniture. And the last one was going to be my study. "This is my housewarming gift. You need a new computer to start fresh, right?" He put a black bag on the desk and unzipped it. Inside was a gray laptop computer. After I booted up the computer, I stopped putting books on the bookshelf and left the room. I needed a cup of tea. He was watching TV, reclined on the living room sofa, when he saw me leave the room. He asked, "Do you need something?" I couldn't say that I wanted some tea, so I just went back into the room. He would ask me why I left the room whenever I stepped out, and I couldn't tell him that I wanted some tea or I wanted to lie down on the bed.
Chang-woo didn't have a proper job, but he had income from leasing out store spaces and plenty of savings. If Miwar needed anything, even cosmetics or underwear, he would buy them for her. He also paid for a maid who took care of cleaning, laundry, and even meals, so Miwar had nothing to do other than writing. "How many years do I have to wait until you become a famous writer?" 5 years at most. I'll be able to travel with the money I make from my book." "You don't have to make money by selling your story. I have enough for both of us. What I want to be, Min Jang-woo, the husband of writer Kang Miwar. If it's okay with you, I want to be the leading character in your first book." He said that his ex-girlfriend had been a painter, but he broke up with her because she had refused to paint him. During their honeymoon, Miwar said confidently that she would be established as a writer within 5 years. However, more than 10 months have passed since she moved into his house, and she has yet to write a single sentence. "While I sat in front of the computer without writing a single sentence, He remained in the living room like a mother watching over her child in high school. Unable to write a single sentence, I bit on a finger to draw blood. Unfinished sentences with typos created a white crust inside my mouth. Miura was able to write her debut story thanks to Yurim's mother. I met Yurim's mother when I was working at a realtor's office for a year after taking a leave of absence from college. Her job was to hand out flyers advertising new multiplex apartments to people coming in and out of the subway station or to bring clients to the office. Yurim's father had already debuted as a writer a long time ago, but wasn't able to publish anything since then. Yurim's mother, a woman in her mid-30s with two daughters, had to make a living and take care of her children and their home. They say writers work better at night. When I go home, I clean up and sleep in my girl's room. I had all sorts of jobs in the past 10 years. I did whatever I could, a maid or a cook. I have no regrets because it was my choice. Muir often fell asleep at her desk.
I saw writer T in my dream. I didn't know his name or his face, and I hadn't read any of his books, but I still could see his back vividly, like in real life. Writer T, someone I didn't know, but someone who would exist somewhere, was also the main character of my story. He was a writer who couldn't write a single book, although his wife had devotedly supported him for 10 years. Or maybe he had written countless stories. The important thing was that his stories were never published. His wife was flawless, not only in being the perfect breadwinner, but also in raising their children and doing house chores. Always worried about the children, making a lot of noise in the cramped house, she sometimes put a small dose of a sleeping pill in the children's water after dinner. It was thanks to her that the writer husband was able to go on a long trip. Unable to fund the travel expenses with her meager income, she voluntarily spent a night with the owner of the real estate office who had been hitting on her. T didn't return. When he didn't return even after a month, his wife filed a missing persons report and searched through piles of books in his room. The computer illiterate wife couldn't read his writings and letters saved in files.
Yurim's mother worried about her husband who failed to return from his trip. And then she fell out of touch with Miwar. It was the sudden disappearance of Yurim's mother that drove Miwar to write her maiden story, A Writer's Wife. Miwar ended her story by implying that the husband didn't come home after all. Here's Bang Min-ho, professor of Korean literature at Seoul National University, talking about The Writer's Wife.
이야기 속에 또 이야기가 있어요. 그것은 유림이 아빠라고 나오는
There's a story within a story. Yurim's father is a writer and Yurim's mother is a devoted supporter of his work. But Yurim's father can't write stories. That is, he can't have his stories published. Lots of writers make debuts, yet fail to publish any more books. Writers in Korea don't get many opportunities to publish every year and make a living as a writer. Yurim's father shows that reality of writers in Korea.
잘 주어져 있지 않고 바로 그런 현실을 유림이 아빠를 통해서 아주 재미있게 설정을 해서 보여주고 있는 작품이 이 소설이라고 할 수 있습니다.
Chang-woo asked Miwar whether she would like to travel somewhere. But instead of relaxing in a condo with an ocean view, Miwar preferred to see crowded markets or shopping malls. I will start doing chores around the house and go grocery shopping. No need to do that. Don't feel pressured to do anything else. Just write your story. I can't seem to write. Not like I want to. I know you're having a hard time. Writing is not like churning things out. So I understand that writing is not easy. I promise to give you money and a place to stay. I intend to keep that promise. Miwar sent the maid back home the next day and took it upon herself to run the washer and clean the house. Chang-woo got mad. I didn't marry a maid. That day, Miwar went outside for the first time in a long while and came back home with bags of groceries. She found some recipes online and cooked delicious food. But Chang-woo didn't eat the food Miwar made. Was cooking what you really wanted to do? Where is the Miwar that wanted to write stories? The moment I heard him say the miwar that wanted to write stories, I felt all my energy slip out of my fingertips. If possible, I would have cooked the miwar who wanted to write stories and devour her without being seen. Changwoo didn't come home after that, and miwar didn't know where to look for him. She went to the cafe where they had met for the first time 5 years ago, but the cafe owner didn't know much about Changwoo either. The painter girlfriend who hadn't painted him nude, and me who couldn't write about him. Who would he be meeting now and casting a spell? That day when she was coming home from the cafe, miwar got lost.
How many times did I walk around Dongdaemun Stadium? I saw some low chairs set up outside the street side eatery under an orange tarp. I ordered noodles from a woman making rice rolls. She looked familiar. Our eyes met, but she still didn't seem to recognize me. 10 years have passed, but Yurim's mother didn't look that much different. She was wearing a thick vest on top of a worn sweater and shouting out greetings to customers. As I was about to pay for the noodles, without getting up the nerve to talk to her, I saw a man walking up to her. Her face lit up as soon as she saw his face. A little scuffle broke out between the woman who wanted to make him noodles and the man who wouldn't want to impose, but the man ended up sitting on a low chair. Even after I came home, I couldn't get rid of the image of the man slouched back and his long, warm fingers holding the chopsticks.
After seeing Yurim's mother, miwar was finally able to write her story. Literary critic Chun So-young tells us who the couple were.
작중에 미월과 남편은 모두 작가로 등장을 합니다. 그리고 둘 다
Miwol and Yurim's father are both writers. They are burdened too much with money problems and their surroundings to devote themselves to writing. Yurim's father went on a trip to focus on writing. Just like Miwol, married a man to dedicate herself to writing. But Yurim's father returned home, and Yurim's mother is still the one supporting the family while her husband eats at her street-side diner. That means that the husband failed to write a story. After seeing the couple, miwar finally decides to write a story about her marriage.
못했다는 뜻이기도 해요. 그런데 그것을 목격한 후에 미월은 비로소 자신이 결혼을 통해서 경험한 이야기를 작품으로 쓰기 시작합니다.
Since the day I saw Yurim's mother, I sat fixed in front of the computer day and night. The story I wrote was not about Yurim's mother or about writer T, but about the man who disappeared. I lost a lot of weight in just 1 month. The story I had worked on without eating or sleeping went over 1,000 pages. Even if the story was published, he wouldn't be able to read it. He wouldn't even be able to fathom that the story starred him. The moment I completed the story, I let him go. When I left this house, his being vanished completely and would remain only as letters. The story's ending was foreseen. Given that Miwol's debut work was based on the story of Yurim's mother, miwar was capable of writing only detailed and vivid reality-based stories. The title, A Writer's Wife, indicates real life built upon experience. In the story, her life is hard, but she does everything she can to support her husband's career. Literature is a medium through which such characters come alive. This story answers the questions what a writer should write about and what literature should be about.
결국 이 작품은 작가는 무엇을 쓰는가, 문학은 궁극적으로 무엇을 담는가라는 질문에 대한 이 작가의 하나의 답처럼 보이기도 합니다.
Thank you for tuning into Books on Demand. This week we read A Writer's Wife by So Seong-nan. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.